I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show joining us here for the noon hour. It's Pomp and Joe. Glad you could join us. Check us out on our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing to subscribe. You can go right to YouTube or go right through our website at 937thefan.com. All right. Ben says to Joey Porter, at least on Ben's show, not talking directly to JPJ, I should say. You want to be elite? Here you go. Is he going to shadow Nico Collins? Is that the right strategy? Porter's been very, very good, I think, in everybody's opinion, Mark.
Oh, yeah. If it's up to Joey, absolutely he's going to do it. I mean, he's been doing that or been begging to do that since the day he was drafted. I think one of his first ones was DeAndre Hopkins, maybe back during his rookie year. And I would definitely put – maybe not, you know, not 100%. A lot of times you can get away from that, you know, to be able to manipulate yourself away from a guy following you depending on where you line up. But even I saw Porter last week maybe. He even went into the slot sometimes to cover some receivers. Yeah, I would definitely do it. Try to take him out of the game that way, then try to let – some of the other guys beat you, and it's not like they have a ton of weapons. I mean, what do they have?
Schultz is the guy. 80-some catches.
But they've been pretty good. The Steelers have been pretty doggone good against tight ends over the past couple months.
They have a rookie, Jalen Noel, or is it Noel?
Yeah.
He's been pretty good when they call upon him. I know they had – I don't know if he's still a productive member. Did they have Christian Kirk?
Kirk.
He's on that team.
Yeah.
Well, their whole run game went backwards after the injury that they had over there to Joe Mixon. And then they ended up, you know, kind of patchworking it together. Does Chubb have the same cachet? I know he's a totally the injury changed the course of his career, but is he still dangerous in your mind?
I don't think he really gets many opportunities, to be honest with you. I mean, his last couple games, he's only had a couple attempts, if I do remember here. I think he's been – I mean, his last three games he's played, he had a total of 8 attempts for 37 yards. They don't use him too much. He's down deep on the depth chart. So
I know
Tomlin mentioned him, but he's not a guy that they've used a lot over the season.
And that's because Woody Marks has done a pretty good job. He reminds me a little bit of the way Jaylen Warren runs. He's hard, you know, he gets the holes quickly. You know, whether or not he can make a difference there, I have no idea. I still think their offensive line is not as good as the Steelers' defensive line. And I think that battle will be won by the Steelers.
Plus, his name's Woody. You have to love him.
Right. His real name is something you wouldn't be able to pronounce, I don't think. It's one of
those.
It's like No, it's like if you look at Kaimi Fehrenbaron, his is impossible. It's
man, 36. Do you see his numbers this year?
He's been good.
He's perfect inside of 50.
44 for 44. His only misses have been outside of 50.
And he's 9 for 13 outside of 50. Could be a good kicking battle.
But has he ever kicked into a blessed end zone before?
Very true. And
yeah, but isn't that something they do every week, though?
Do they do that every week?
They've done it multiple times.
Mostly for safety.
Every week.
Yeah.
It could be every week, but I know they've done it multiple times.
But it's a nice story.
It's a great story.
It may have gotten in the minds of a lot of those players. Who knows?
Father Max was there. Is there a chance in the – I guess Jerry Dulac is saying that if Mount Washington returns, it's only going to be once they get to the Super Bowl. Is that your information, too?
Yeah, I mean
– if they get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because, you know, his – obviously, he needs his arm to be able to block, right? And the surgery should have expedited the process of the healing. But if you're the old Mount Washington, you do have to be a little bit careful because I do believe he's up for a contract at the end of the year. So I don't know if you want to risk it to that point, especially a guy that hasn't made very much money. If you're going to go in there late in the season, I'm sure he would not worry about that, but sometimes you have to use your head and somebody else will tell you that. But, yeah, I wouldn't anticipate him coming back because, I mean, you're an offensive lineman. You got to use your arm. And I'm sure that arm is still hurting. You know, you ever break your arm even after you don't use it for so long, it just hurts even for weeks and weeks after it's healed.
You broke your arm before?
Oh, absolutely.
Doing
what? I slid into second base. I don't even know what year it was. I was like a little league. I slid into second base last game of the year, broke my arm. Then I had to go try to play football. I played football with a broken arm. They used a big 2x4 and put 2 2x4s on my wrist, on my forearm, and wrapped it with an ace bandage. And I had to walk out there with a big club.
What do you make of this, Bob?
That's dangerous for an opponent to see Mark Caballi with a big club.
This was a long, long time ago. There wasn't many rules there, Bob.
I'm guessing you played offensive or defensive line, yes?
I was a quarterback, a wide receiver. Yes, of course, offensive, defensive line.
I would have loved to see Mark in the pocket going through the progressions.
I was a kicker, too. I was a kicker, me and Boswell. That's why I say I can kick a 50-yard field goal.
All right, give us a prediction with a score and an MVP.
Wow, we haven't even had a day of practice. You're asking me to pick a winner.
Yes, I am, because I won't be talking to you again.
Hey, I will tell you this. I reserve the right to change my opinion at any time here.
Fair enough.
We do that a lot around here.
I was going to say, how's it go, Joe? As new information comes available, I can change my mind.
New evidence.
Of course.
New evidence?
Yeah.
Okay, as new evidence comes along, I just really – I hate to do this. I think the Steelers might lose because I can't get them out of my head as of right now, the Wednesday before they even practice, of them not being able to be put together consecutive good performances. I can't get that out of my mind. Maybe it will.
Well, what would happen at practice between now and Monday that would change your
sometimes
mind?
Sometimes you get a vibe, Joe. Oh. You just get a vibe.
Bob.
Maybe I'll get a different vibe. Here's another thing is, I've been so wrong on the Steelers this year, so you probably should be helpful. You should be happy that I'm picking them to lose.
But generally, at this point, I mean, I don't know that you're going to see anything, you know, short of an injury that comes out of Mark, but you know what you're dealing with. You know, they're healthy for the most part. The Steelers are healthy for the most part. Your gut will tell you what, just based on the health factor.
That the Texans will win. That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Texans will win, but
what's the score going to be?
27-26.
Wow. So they go way over the over-under.
I don't
know. A lot of points. I think it's going to be a lot of points. Why can't I have a lot of points? Maybe I'll change it. Maybe it'll be 7-3 by the end of the week. And I say the Steelers win this game. I have a feeling C.J. Stroud's going to have a decent game, even though I'm not too sold on him as well. But it's just really early right now. That's the vibe I get right now. Houston is right for the taking. Put it this way. If there's any other team that I don't know if there's any other team I would want to play the other than Houston, but it doesn't mean they're going to go in there and win this game.
Bob, what's your thought on the big boys' gut feeling?
Well, I understand the gut feeling because you're dealing with a tremendously gifted secondary and up front. That's a defense that doesn't have many holes in it. Although we saw last week that they, you know, and I know they didn't play a lot of guys, but the Colts had some success against them, even with Riley Leonard as their quarterback. I think Rodgers is the key factor. No matter what I come down to, it's still Rodgers. If he plays the way we saw in that fourth quarter and the way we have seen kind of leading up to this game in Detroit, the way he played in Miami, those kind of games, I think they're going to have their hands full, the Texans, because he's going to make smart decisions. Yeah. He's not going to put it up there for risk factor.
Yep. Yeah, who would have thought? Who would have thought back in March?
Well, Mike Tomlin did.
Bob predicted them to go to the AFC title game at the beginning of the year. Bob did.
I did.
Did he?
Yep.
I mean, when they were courting him, and we were sitting there complaining—not me, but you guys—about how he's holding them hostage and all this stuff. Have you ever seen a guy that really has turned his? I wouldn't say career around the view that people have of him,
his persona,
so dramatically in a matter of 6 months.
It's amazing to me how he knows everybody by name, everybody on that team. He knows their habits. He knows what, I mean, he's made
he knows
his
the history
point.
Of the team, the he history does. Of the he organization, is, he's all history in. Of the league.
So I think that's an encouraging, and I think, do you believe this, Mark, that his belief in himself and his belief in the people around him have made those guys believe that they can actually be better maybe than they really are?
And that's one way that I agree with you. If they're going to win, he has these guys believing. They would jump off the bridge, jump into the river for him if they think he would want them to do that. That's one thing he's been able to get across to him. Whether if you're a rookie or if you're a 37-year-old like Cam Hayward, or however old he is, I better not say 37.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
He's close.
He'll still be playing, though.
Stephen A. Smith says an NFL team would be crazy not to hire Kurt Cignetti. Do you guys agree with that? Big boy, you go first.
Wow, how much is he making in
11.
Indiana?
$11 million.
But isn't there a lot of escalators in there over the next couple of years, though?
He already hit one.
Well, regardless, should an NFL team try to hire him?
Oh, I absolutely give him a call, but maybe he's not interested in it. You know, guess what I think about Kurt Cignetti? He's an IUP guy, and I'm a Cal U guy, so obviously I don't like him.
I didn't know. I had no idea about this. Did you, Bob?
I didn't know there was that much tension between you two.
Oh, Cal U, IUP are big, big rivals, man.
Did you play college football?
Absolutely not. I tore up my knee in high school, and I can't even walk up the – So did Donnie. I can't even walk up – I can't even walk up the steps at the fan. I have to take the elevator.
Well, I know you can't now, but back then you were young and foolish. Donnie played college football. So did Ray Fittipaldi. Why didn't you?
Well, Donnie played at Waynesburg. So we got to really.
He only played 1 year or two.
Wait a second. Why are we banging on Donnie? He played college football.
I'm just putting
Bob.
Out the facts. I'm not trying
to. Both these guys just took shots at Donnie.
It was the way you said it. He only played 1 year.
And then Limits chimed in only 1 year.
Donnie decided to quit football to focus on his broadcasting career.
And we're very proud of Donnie. I think at any level, if you play college sports, that is a major accomplishment. That's just, am I the only one here who believes that?
I respect anyone because I know how difficult it is. I've seen enough people who come. That's why people... You know, they get on guys in the pros. You know how difficult it is to make it. Look around college football. How many of these guys, as good as they are in this level, can go to the next level and even have a chance?
If Cabali had worked harder, he would have been a college football player.
If I had any part of my knee left, maybe I could have. But
what happened to your knee? You had a broken arm. Then how'd your knee get hurt?
In high school, I just got destroyed. And back in those days, the surgeries weren't as advanced now. You know how you can come back from an ACL in like 6 months?
Yeah.
That was a death sentence back then.
Well, what happened? Running play? You got hit from behind?
I was blocking or my leg just snapped.
Oh, boy.
Tore up there. But, hey, Harry Callis once hit a home run off of Mason Miller. Does that make him an athlete?
A home run?
Yeah, he was a college baseball player. Was he not, Limits?
At Waynesburg, yes.
And he includes the Waynesburg qualifier.
I was including what is going on here.
He played college baseball.
On Waynesburg.
He hit a home run off Mason Miller.
I was including that.
Why is
that
Limits dumping on his alma mater every time I say somebody's name?
Am I not allowed to give supporting evidence as to where they played? Because you forgot?
I want to see some proof of the Callis.
How about that? Now those shots fired backwards.
Well, that's a good point. Do we have proof that Callis hit a homer off Mason Miller?
I didn't have
hit a homer, but he batted against him, I think.
We do have proof he got hit by a line drive in the Favs. He has a picture of that, but I don't know. I don't know if
it's on his Twitter profile.
Is there any proof that he hit a homer?
What about Bechtold in wiffle ball?
Do we have any proof?
Kids game.
A little kids game.
Here we go. All right, Mark, keep this going.
I'm just going to
When you go up and bat, Bechtel, do they say your outs don't count?
Well, I'm the commissioner of the league, so maybe I can make that a mandate. No, my outs count. In some people's minds, they count as double. They're even more excited to get me out than anyone else.
How fast does that wiffle ball come in there?
So we actually measured it from where we stand at 40 feet. Our guy that throws the fastest, that's won like our Cy Young Award the last 3 years, throws 85 miles an hour.
You have your own Cy Young Award?
Yeah.
A wiffle ball, 85 miles an hour.
Well, we use baseball training balls, like a firmer plastic, not like the, you know, the more flimsy plastic with holes on one side. We have holes on both sides of our wiffle ball.
Why do you refer to it as wiffle ball then?
Because they're still considered wiffle balls.
No, they're plastic balls.
Joe, who's the best athlete amongst who's the best athlete amongst the fans, hosts, and producers minus Doran? He's out.
All right. Boy, that's a good question.
Not maybe me.
Bob.
No.
I talk.
I mean, if you include golf.
Well, if you include golf, then I at least am in the conversation.
I mean, he's talking about running, jumping, throwing. Right now or in their history?
Don't disparage golfers because they are athletes, too.
We're dumping Doran because he's obviously number one.
Right. Are we talking history or are we talking today if you went out on to, you know, had an Olympic competition?
That's a good question. How about right now?
Right now. Maybe Pony or Mueller, I guess.
Yeah, I would probably say Mueller.
It can't be Crowley.
Why can't it be?
Because he's almost invisible. He's so skinny.
Because he went to West Virginia?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
What about your buddy? I forget his name. Intern Dom.
No. Definitely not intern Dom.
So Malzy with two bad knees is the better athlete right now?
Well, I mean, that's more of an indictment of those around
him. I guess it would be Pony right now.
Him.
There's nowhere else to go.
You know, I mean, who are you looking at?
It ain't Harry Callis, I can tell you that.
No, probably Pony.
You want it to be you, don't you?
Yeah, I sense I'm putting that my limit. Hat into the ring.
Listen to this, all right? Your hat's in the ring. Make your case to Cabali. Here we go.
I don't think there's a case to be made to Cabali. I think his mind is already made up. He is a jury that cannot be swayed. The verdict is already in, and I am guilty. Not the winner. It is Pony that is ahead of me.
Bob, did you hear last week?
I ran track, Cabali. I played basketball.
See, I'm
don't knock
wiffle
ball.
Did you hear last week, Cabali? Did you hear last week, 2 weeks ago, he said he could hit major league pitching?
I heard about that.
I said I could hit one infield single if you give me a million pitches, which is what Joe said.
A million pitches.
That is exactly what was said. That was what
got reduced to 1,000, and you said a line drive.
No, it got off.
Bob, what do you make of that?
To 2,000. Get your facts straight there, Joe.
I can tell you it's an intimidating thing to do. I remember once when Jim Bibby was down in spring training, they allowed us back then to stand in to see what that's like, and Jim Bibby had, you know. First of all, he's intimidating to begin with, and I'm
because he's sweating.
And but also he can bring it. And I thought, what am I doing in here? I just tried one, and that was enough for me. I knew that I wouldn't be able to hit it.
I eliminate Pony because there's a rumor that he would call offensive fouls at pickup basketball games.
That's actually
that is true. Yeah, that is true.
That automatically eliminates him.
Well, wait, what were you going to say to Limits about his boastful claims?
Limits. I'm sure he's good at mini golf.
Actually, just kind of average at mini golf.
Well, let's get back to the game.
Can I throw one thing out there real quick?
Please.
Alan Saunders posted this. This is from Deshaun Elliott on his Instagram story. He posted a picture of him in a Steelers uniform saying the letters TBC, which I take as to be continued. Is there a chance, big boy, that Deshaun Elliott could come back for the playoffs?
Wow. I was just going to ask you about the safety play as my main concern.
I saw him a couple of weeks ago at the facility, and when he saw me here, he had been ducked back into the locker room. So I don't know. I've seen him around every once in a while. Are we sure that's TBC means?
He was there yesterday. I saw him too, and he still works. I don't know what his condition of his injury is, but that's a guy.
What I was told before
you won in a game like this.
The doctors thought he had a chance to come back, but the Steelers coaching staff and people didn't think that that was possible.
Yeah, then they saw Kyle Duggar play in the last two games.
Yeah, when Kyle Duggar hits the bench late in the game, that's pretty much a sign that somebody's not happy with him, right?
I would think.
I mean, he's done a good job for the most part, but it's one of those guys, the more you see him, the more you may understand why maybe New England didn't want him. Although, he still has – the play in Cleveland still scratched my head over it. I just don't understand that.
Such a bad throw there, Bob, that he probably horrifying. Just said nobody can throw a ball this bad.
He also intercepted him later on the same kind of bad throw, right? It was a lollipop.
Were any of you guys watching the Dick Clark New Year's Eve celebration when right before midnight, Mr. Unlimited made an appearance? Were you watching that, Kabali?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he started making out with his girl, right?
Did he?
I thought he was. During when the ball dropped, I thought that was him.
Bob, were you watching that?
No, I didn't watch that at all.
Russell Wilson suddenly appears on your screen.
Okay.
For all of America to see right before midnight.
He likes those kind of opportunities.
Why wasn't Bob watching there, Joe? Because he was out partying, that's why.
Bob,
I was at my own party. Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Don't you usually do Pittsburgh New Year's Eve on TV?
I did it for 10 years. It got to the point where it was too much.
Yeah.
You know, just to stay around all day and then trying to get back out of the crowd is a little bit too much for me, so. And they do a great job down there at the Highmark first night. They do. But I was at my own party. What are you trying to do?
I'm just asking. Your answer was funny for some reason. Didn't you think so, big boy?
Yes, Bob. First night, he'd be a perfect guy. Did you used to do the countdown?
Yeah, we count down. Yep.
You would count down?
Does a ball drop, Bob?
No, we raise the ball. It doesn't go down. It raises the ball.
Man.
Raising hope of anyone in Western Pennsylvania. Raise the ball.
The whole rest of the nation is dropping balls. You raise one?
We raise it, yes.
You believe that limits?
It's true. Every year they raise the ball. It's called the Future of Pittsburgh Ball.
Oh, my goodness. I'm staying out of this one.
How did I miss that?
You know, I don't doubt Bob's wisdom and knowledge on this. I've never been downtown for the ball rising. Yeah. Instead of dropping,
it does. It goes up.
I thought the older
why?
You get,
whose
the...
decision was that? Bob?
I don't know, but it's been that way.
Why would they have a ball go upward when the whole rest of the country has balls going downward?
I don't have the answer for that, but it's the future of Pittsburgh ball. That's all I remember.
Nowhere to go but up, huh, Bob?
We raised the ball.
Did you give us a score yet? Big boy?
I think so.
No, you didn't.
What's the score?
Well, no, you're talking about raising balls so much. I don't know. I thought the older you get, balls were supposed to go down rather than up, but what do I know?
Well, that's somewhere.
27-26, I think you said?
I don't know.
Who cares at this point, Bob? It's only Wednesday, right? It is. You want to say goodbye to the Bitcoin?
They haven't even practiced once yet. I mean, they haven't even been.
Yeah, I think nothing. I'll tell you this, though. I think the extra day they're going to get off is going to help them coming off that game.
Because
you've got to be a special player to play in a Ravens Steeler win in terms of pain tolerance. And so I think one extra day will help them going against a team that's just as physical.
One fewer day if they win.
I know that, but you'll cross that when you come to it.
Thank you, big boy.
Mark Cabali, ladies and gentlemen.
See you, buddy. All right.
I'm going to go raise some balls.
Bye, Mark.
Cloudy and a high of Dwayne Woodruff today, 49. A low of Jabril Peppers, 40. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob? And wait a second. Is Bob involved in this next? Are we doing our time capsule? Was he even here for the time capsule?
Joe,
part-time pod, baby.
What I found was from you and Donnie at Studio B, I was sick during this and said like five words the entire time. And you and Don, a bunch of things. We do have our record predictions, but that's it. There's no other big predictions that we gave.
We should save that for me, you and Donnie, then, if Bob. I can't believe we didn't do a time capsule with
one.
Bob.
I thought we did.
You lost it.
I'm going to look again because I always have them saved. I have all of our podcasts saved in my folders here.
In the meantime, plan B is this. Take a closer look at the entire playoffs. And I want to know from both of you guys, the coach and the quarterback. In all of the playoffs, we could divide it into AFC and NFC if you want, under the brightest light, under the most pressure.
The best relationship, the coach and the quarterback.
No. Separately. Okay. In other words, I'm going to say which quarterback in these playoffs is under the most pressure. Who's got to get it done more than anybody else? And the same for the coach. Which coach is under the brightest light, under the biggest microscope? Maybe the smallest microscope, Bob. I forget how microscopes work. It's Pomp and Joe.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.